Thank you. Argentina, Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica de igual manera apoya la adopción de esta norma. Sin embargo, quiere hacer el comentario para el punto 3.1 de materias primas, en que habla que la leche debe ser de vaca o de búfalo, o una combinación de ambas. Nos parece que no se debe restringir la especie del animal, porque leche puede ser de cualquier otro tipo de animal y no solamente el de vaca o el de búfalo. Y esto contradice también lo que estipula la norma de términos lecheros, Codex Estan 206-1999, que dice que inmediatamente antes o después de la denominación del producto deberá figurar una palabra o palabras que indiquen el animal o, en caso de mezclas, todos los animales de los que se ha obtenido la leche. Tales declaraciones no serán necesarias si su omisión no induce a error o engaño al consumidor. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Can I go back to New Zealand, please, and clarify the situation, the issue raised by Argentina with specifying the functions of the additives and again the units used. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can only respond in terms of Pomarison to say that the additive provisions were endorsed by the relevant committee, and unless there is an error or a technical issue, we don't believe we should try and unravel that. In terms of the species, those general provisions were discussed at the level of the committee, and again, the committee reached a decision on that part of the standard, so whether or not the Commission wants to reopen that is up to the plenary. Thank you.
Argentina, we have noted there is an error in the Spanish version, and they will take care of the units.
You want to explain that?
The Secretary can explain the error observed in the Spanish version. Secretary, please.
Chairman, I cannot explain the error in Spanish because beyond my capacity. But there are, obviously, the description next to the Pimarison is something is wrong in Spanish version, so that error will be corrected. In regard to the functional classes, in our view, it seems to be in line with the description we and format we follow in other standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Argentina is comfortable. IDF, can we come back to you for technical concerns, especially the Costa Rica concerns, please? IDF.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As pointed out by Costa Rica in the standard 206, which is the standard, general standard for use of dairy terms, the issue of the origin of milk with regard to species is dealt with, and saying that, first of all, it defines milk as coming from any animal species. Secondly, it includes a labeling provision stating that in the case of the consumers will be misled by the omission, the origin of the species origin of the milk has to be declared on the labeling. In the case of the wheat cheese we are dealing with now, there are no limitations with regard to the origin of the milk, and that means that any type of milk can be used to produce these cheeses. So I don't really understand the point made by Costa Rica, because you can use any type of milk from any species to produce wheat cheeses according to this standard. But there is a labeling implication depending on the situation with regard to consumer misleading. Thank you.
Thank you, Ide, for that explanation. And Costa Rica, you want to come back? Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nada más para aclarar, sería nada más en el punto 3.1 de la norma, donde habla de materias primas, ahí se habla solamente de leche de vaca o de búfala. entonces, o una combinación de ambas. Ahí estaríamos restringiendo solamente que fuera de vaca o de búfalo. Hay otras especies que dan leche, por ejemplo, la cabra o otras demás. Entonces, ahí podríamos dejar nada más el término de leche para no restringir la especie del animal y que la definición del término leche abarca cualquier tipo de especie. Gracias.
Quickly, two ideas, please.
Thank you. It occurs to me that Castoridia may be looking at the wrong standards because this is a case for the C standards, the Cheddar, Danpo, etc.
Costa Rica, can I draw your attention to the fact that we are discussing draft revised standard for whey cheeses? And that is found in Alnom 06/29/11, Appendix 8. That's the one we are discussing at this material time. And since the Costa Rica intervention does not really look as if it applies to the text under consideration, I wish to ask the Commission as to whether there is an objection to adoption of this text. Seeing none, thank you very much. The text is adopted as step 8. The other one is proposed draft standard for dairy fat spreads, and that is found in Alnom 06/29/11, Appendix 23. And it's proposed for adoption at step 5-8, and I wish to ask the committee if there's an objection to adoption at that step 5-8. Seeing no flag, then thank you very much. The text is adopted at step 5-8. And now I wish to go back to revised standard for cheddar cheese, and I would wish to ask New Zealand if you could briefly introduce all the individual cheese standards in block, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you've indicated, my general comments cover this standard, the draft revised standard for cheddar, and all the following standards for individual cheeses that were recommended for adoption either at step 8 or step 5 and 8. And these general comments cover a total of 16 standards as listed in agenda item 4. A good consensus was reached on provisions for each of these cheese types, and flexibility was provided by delegations on issues such as additives and methods of analysis and sampling, allowing these aspects to be agreed and subsequently endorsed. However, delegates of the Commission will be aware that the labelling provisions of these 16 cheese standards were not endorsed by CCFL due to lack of consensus on declaration of country of origin in section 7.2. We would note that CCFL had no objection to other labelling provisions. As the only part of these 16 standards that are contentious is section 7.2 of the labelling provisions, and the Committee on Milk and Milk Products gave a clear recommendation for adoption of this large group of standards, we would suggest that the Commission could expedite its work by adopting these standards without section 7.2 on country of origin labelling. In this circumstance, this specific labelling issue would be referred back to CCFL for further discussion. We would note that this approach has been taken in similar circumstances by the Commission in recent times, the best example being the olive oil standard, and this action would certainly meet the strategic goal of the Commission to strengthen Codex work management capabilities that facilitate advancement of texts. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I would wish the Commission, if we could briefly spend about 2 to 3 minutes discussing the proposal from New Zealand that the text adopted at step 8 without the provision for the labelling provision for country of origin, and I'm trying to seek there's general support for that proposal. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Australia considers that there are a number of significant improvements contained in the other provisions of the draft revised cheese standards. And therefore we certainly don't want to block adoption of these standards as a whole. We believe the Milk and Milk Products Committee has done a very good job in getting to the stage we have. But we certainly cannot support the retention of the mandatory country of origin labelling provisions in there, and certainly the proposal that you've put to the floor in terms of adopting those standards on the basis that provision 7.2 would be omitted and referred back to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling would be acceptable for us. Our primary objections to that obviously are that that mandatory country of origin labelling is not justified on food safety grounds, and it can create increased compliance costs for producers. So if that provision is not contained in the standards that go forward, we would certainly support adoption of them. But again, 7.2 to be referred back to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Australia, and I have Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Member States of the European Community fully support the final adoption of all individual cheese standards as proposed by the Milk Committee and welcome their finalisation at the same time in accordance with the critical review carried out by the Executive Committee during its 55th session. Mr. Chairman, Member States of the European Community note that food labelling was not in a situation to endorse the labelling provisions requiring mention of the country of origin despite the justification provided by the Milk Committee. We strongly support the declaration of country of origin as required by Section 7.2 as it is. Omission for this particular type of foods could mislead or deceive the consumer. This approach is fully in line with Section 4.5.1 in the general standard of the labelling of prepackaged foods. We do not believe that a partial adoption of the standards, so without the Section 7.1, could be an appropriate way forward, as the standards were discussed as a package, the labelling requirements of which constitute an essential component. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Finland. I have Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Switzerland supports the views that the partial adoption of the standards is not acceptable. For Switzerland, the omission of the country of origin is not acceptable without exception of general standards as those for cream cheese, hard cheese and so on. Switzerland also supports the recommendation mentioned in para 21 of the report of the 58th session of the Executive Committee. The Executive Committee encourages CCMMP to consider grouping individual cheeses to more general groups. From the point of view of Switzerland, such a view, a limitation of a limited number of general standards, have the following advantages. First, general standards cover more sorts of individual cheeses. Second, Codex can in the future focus on health objectives and avoid endless discussions about intellectual property. Third, revision in the future can be achieved in fewer time and with fewer workload. Short, the general standards have like cheese, soft cheese and so on would be in line with the recommendation of the Codex evaluation and in accordance with the strategy to make more general and health-relevant standards. Therefore, Switzerland supports the position as expressed by Finland, and it also is opposed to accelerated procedure and requests that the individual cheese standards be returned to CCMMP and CCFL at step 6 for further examination. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland, and then we have Paraguay, please.
Gracias, presidente. Paraguay apoya la aprobación de las normas de quesos, con excepción de la sección 7.2, que cree que debe ser devuelta o remitida al Comité de Etiquetado de los Alimentos por ser el foro más apropiado para discutir el tema de etiquetado de país de origen. Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay, and then I have Sudan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس وأحسب أننا نناقش مسألة حساسة وجوهرية ولا نناقشها على مستوى المجموعة الأوروبية. نحن كدول نامية وأنا كمسؤول عن إدارة المواصفات ببلد السودان فأرجو أن يكون واضحا دولة المنشأ. وأرجع إلى حديث كوستاريكا ولا أدري لماذا تراجعت عن موضوع مصدر اللبن، هل هو البقر، هل هو الماعز، هل هو الضان، هل هو الجمال؟ ننتج الآن أجبال من الجمال، فيجب أن تكون هذه المواصفات واضحة ومحددة. دولة المنشأ، أنا أقرأ هنا في البند يتحدث عن المنتج فقط، مانيوفاكتشرر أند باكجر. نحن نريد دولة المنشأ محددة في المواصفة، لأنه تأتينا كثير من المواد المنتجة في أوروبا الآن إلى بلادنا وخالية من تحديد المواصفة. يجب أن تأتينا المواصفة كاملة. مصدر اللبن، هل هو مصنوع prefabricated milk or did natural milk؟ هل هو من حيوان فعلا؟ ثم دولة المنشأ حتى نستطيع أن نرجع إليها ونحاسبها. نحن نناقش مواصفات وتهمنا كدول نامية لأننا دول مستوردة لهذه الأجبان وليست أجبان تهم أوروبا فقط. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Sudan, and then I have Iceland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Iceland supports the position of Switzerland and the European Community. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland, and then I have the USA, please. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States supports the way forward that the chair of CCMP has suggested, that is, adopting these standards at step 8 without the mandatory country of origin labeling provisions contained in section 7.2. The new standards are a much needed improvement over the previous standards established in the 1960s. The U.S. believes that in the interest of moving important work forward in an efficient manner, the decision of this body should be clear. We should adopt the 16 standards without 7.2. The issue of country of origin labeling is not motivated by food safety concerns, nor is it unique to these standards. This is a consumer information issue, which is a matter for national governments to consider, and such consideration by national governments is already provided for in Article 4.5.1 of the Codex General Standard. Moreover, in 2005, the CCFL decided that further consideration of country of origin labeling should be discontinued. As noted earlier, there is a consensus on other sections of the cheese standard. It is important for Codex to make progress on these standards, particularly under the current budget situation, which demands that consensus sections be moved forward. Also, Mr. Chairman, we believe that the intervention by Switzerland mischaracterizes the position of the Executive Council Committee. The Executive Committee said that CCMP should consider the possibility of grouping individual standards where appropriate. It was not an encouragement that this is exactly the way to go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. And then we have Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. El subcomité de leche y productos lácteos de Uruguay está de acuerdo con lo recomendado en la séptima reunión del comité del CODE sobre leche y productos lácteos, realizado en marzo y abril, donde ya se discutió este tema, y en el punto de denominación del alimento para los quesos cheddar y dambo y los siguientes, se hace especial énfasis en apoyar sin modificaciones lo resuelto, de asegurar que desde ahora en adelante el significado de la expresión país de origen, es decir, país de elaboración, sea coherente con el uso que se le da en la sección 4.5 de la norma general de etiquetado. Condice en asegurar que se brinde la mayor cantidad de información, ya que la omisión de la información sobre el país de origen, en el caso de normas específicas, sería engañosa para el consumidor. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Uruguay, and then I have Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, I support what has been said by Finland already, but I would like to add that we think that this is a very important issue and that these cheese standards are a special case where the consumer can be misled if the country of origin is not on the label, because these cheeses are made all over the world. And also, the Milk Committee was asked by the Labelling Committee to give an explanation and has done so, and there was consensus in the Milk Committee. So we strongly support that the standard should be adopted as it is, without any changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. And I have Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway supports strongly the statement made by Finland on behalf of the European countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. And then I have Morocco, please.
Morocco, no?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. On n'est pas d'accord pour adopter des parties de normes. Il faut, je crois, garder la cohérence. Il n'y a aucun intérêt à adopter la norme sans le chapitre important étiquetage. Il ne suffit pas de produire du fromage, il faut le commercialiser, donc il faut l'étiqueter. Donc il n'y a aucun intérêt à faire avancer des parties de normes. Nous sommes en faveur de l'avancement des normes telles qu'elles sont proposées par le comité. Deuxièmement, nous sommes favorables à l'indication du pays d'origine. C'est quelque chose de très important pour le consommateur. Et on ne comprend pas pourquoi on cacherait au consommateur le pays d'origine, le pays de fabrication. Donc nous sommes en faveur de l'adoption des normes, des 16 normes telles qu'elles sont proposées par le comité. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Morocco. And then I have United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chairman. As one of the 22 member states of the European Community present here, we of course would like to reiterate the comments made by Finland and Sweden, and to note that the member states of the European Community oppose the adoption of the standard without country of origin labelling provisions, a position that has also been taken here by Switzerland, Sudan, Iceland, Uruguay, Norway and Morocco. We believe that the retention of the country of origin labelling provisions are essential for consumer protection and consumer information, and so we would have very strong reservations would the Commission take your proposed solution of adopting the standard only partially. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom, and then I have Canada, please.
Qatar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Canada would first like to congratulate New Zealand and the Milk and Milk Products Committee for the significant progress that has been made on the with the work on these individual cheese standards. We do note the consensus was not reached on the country of origin labeling provision in 7.2 and would support the New Zealand proposal for 7.2 to be referred to the Committee on Food Labeling for further consideration. But we feel it's very important that we demonstrate progress, in particular in our commodity committees, and would request that the other parts of the standard do move forward. Canada would also like to note that country of origin provisions are supported in our existing food labeling provisions. It continues to be important that these provisions are applied by national governments, as each government may have a different objective for applying a country of origin labeling provision and would prefer to see it left within the context of the existing labeling provisions in our general labeling standards as opposed to something that is mandatory and specific in a commodity standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. And then I have Italy, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La délégation italienne désire exprimer son accord avec la Finlande, qui s'est exprimée en nom des pays de la communauté. Nous désirons aussi appuyer la Suisse, comme les autres pays qui sont exprimés et ont dit qu'ils sont contre l'adoption partielle de cette norme. Ces normes, l'adoption partielle, pour nous, ce n'est pas acceptable. Nous pensons que l'indication des pays d'origine est essentielle, surtout pour ne pas tromper les consommateurs. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Italy, and have Argentina, please.
Hola. Gracias, señor presidente. En primer lugar, quería referirme al anteproyecto norma revisada para el queso Edam. En el punto 2, relativo a la descripción, en la versión en español, se ha omitido un párrafo que figura entre paréntesis, que dicen pueden utilizarse distintas condiciones de maduración, incluida la adición de enzimas, para potenciar el proceso de maduración, siempre que el queso muestre unos cambios físicos, etcétera, la cual, esta frase figura en la versión inglés y quisiéramos que fuera introducida antes de que aprobemos los estándares. Respecto a todos los estándares de quesos individuales, Argentina desea felicitar a Nueva Zelanda y al Comité por el trabajo que han hecho. Estamos muy conformes con el trabajo. Por cierto, promovemos la adopción de todas estas normas. Nos preocupa particularmente la relación que se ha establecido en el respecto del punto 7.2 en cuanto al país de origen, relacionándolo con la denominación del producto. Para nosotros la identificación del país de origen es muy importante, pero por otras cuestiones que no tienen nada que ver con la denominación del producto. Y lo que propondríamos para el punto 7.2 es que solamente se haga referencia en cuanto a país de origen como país de elaboración del producto. No obstante ello, si bien estamos conforme con la adopción plena de todas estas normas, también podríamos llegar a aceptar, si el Comité de Etiquetado desea volver a discutirlo, que el punto 7.2 de estas normas sea retenida para una ulterior discusión, aunque creemos que es importante que esto se mantenga. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. From the interventions made so far, the Commission seems to be clearly divided. And maybe we try another proposal that we retain the text, the individual standards at step 8, and ask CCFL to consider the element of country of origin. It's a proposal because the New Zealand suggestion that we advance the text at step 8 while returning the question of labelling on country of origin back to CCFL has really divided the Commission from the interventions so far made. And I'm going to propose that we retain the text at step 8 and ask CCFL to consider further the country of origin labelling requirement. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to this second proposal that we refer back the requirements of country of origin to the Codex Committee of on food labelling and retain the text for the individual G standards at step 8. And please, I would really wish us to restrict ourselves to this proposal. If it's accepted, that would make life very comfortable to the Commission, as so far we are in a situation where the Commission is almost divided. I still have some names on my list of countries wishing to speak, and I would really ask them to consider this second proposal. And I have friends, please.
No.
Okay. Then I have Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran Siyata Rais. Ana Niaba an السعودية بتشكر دولة نيوزيلندا في إخراج هذه المواصفة لهذه المرحلة، ونحن نؤيد أن يذكر بلد المنشأ، يعني نؤيد الاعتماد المواصفة كما هي كما عرضت علينا اليوم. شكرا سيادة الرئيس.
I have quota on my list, please. Quota.
شكرا سيادة الرئيس. بندعم الدول التي تؤيد وجود بلد المنشأ، وبخاصة أن هذا البند يتعلق بسلامة المادة الغذائية في حالات التلوث الغذائي، وزي ما حضرتك عارف أن في بعض الحالات اللي حصلت زي الديوكسين والبنزوبايرين وحالات أخرى. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Again, can I make myself clear, and I wish to request the understanding of the Commission. There are two clearly defined positions in the Commission at this material time. Those wishing to have the text advanced at step 8 as presented, and those wishing to adopt the text at step 8 but referring the requirements for country of origin labelling to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. So the situation as it is, the Commission, and I'm sure you all have got the feeling, is divided. And I came up with the second proposal that we retain the text at step 8 and only refer the element of country of origin for further consideration in CIS-FL. And this is in the interest of making sure that whatever was agreed upon is not returned back but maintained at step 8, and also giving us the opportunity to consider further the requirements for country of origin labelling in the next meeting of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. And This again is in the interest of making progress, in the sense that we are not returning the standards to step six, and also giving us the opportunity to discuss further, and maybe time will help us out. As we are now, we have clearly divided opinions on the country of origin issue. So I'm really seeking the concurrence of the Commission that we retain the text at step 8 and give us the possibility that time might solve, help us out by referring the leveling requirements on country of origin for further discussion in the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. So that is, this is a clear suggestion from the Chair for the sake of making progress in the Codex process, at the same time making sure the Commission does not become divided and we still have the opportunity to work as an entity. So whoever is taking the floor, please consider this other second suggestion. We know there are supports to the earlier proposals and there are people who are against the earlier proposal. So could you concentrate on this second request? And I had...
New facts.
So I really wish to have the support for this second proposal. And you can imagine the chair is getting hot. And it's for the interest of maintaining the integrity of the Commission that I came up with this proposal. So can I take some countries wishing to speak? And to be fair to everyone, I still have some names on my list. I have Quata.
Quata already.
Okay, Quata spoken. I have Uganda, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The Ugandan delegation would like to support the proposal by the Chair that for the sake of advancing forward, we retain the text at stage 8, but we refer the matter of labelling to the Committee on Labelling. Thank you.
Thank you, Uganda. And then I have Mali.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La délégation du Mali, en tant que pays en voie de développement, n'auront pas eu l'occasion de participer aux travaux du comité, mais nous sommes vraiment préoccupés par le besoin d'avoir l'indication du pays sur l'étiquetage du produit. Pour permettre effectivement d'avancer, nous pensons que la proposition du Président peut être acceptable, parce que ça permettra de clarifier ce point. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mali. And then I have Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous voulons dire merci à ce comité pour avoir si bien travaillé et nous présenter ici les normes d'une manière massive. Et je crois que beaucoup de travail a été fait. Mais je voudrais attirer revenir un peu sur votre proposition, Monsieur le Président. Nous avons un peu de sympathie pour cette proposition. Mais si c'est une proposition qui nous amène à accepter tout le texte et que la révision après suive peut-être le point 7.2, mais nous voulons également aussi attirer l'attention de la Commission sur le fait que nous avons passé beaucoup de temps à essayer de définir le terme traçabilité et traçage de produits. Et ça, c'est un facteur important dans ce contexte. Il faudrait donc que la Commission, si on accepte votre proposition, Monsieur le Président, on accepte tout le texte à l'étape 8, tel que c'est précisé ici, tout le texte, avec la proposition donc de renvoyer peut-être une autre étude supplémentaire du point 7.2. Je crois que ça pourrait nous arranger. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon, and then I have Austria, please.
Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we can support your second proposal. We just want to be absolutely clear about what that means. Our interpretation of retaining it at step 8 is that the provisions of the standard as they currently are, with the exception of 7.2, will not be reconsidered. They'll be held at step 8. And the provision 7.2, draft provision 7.2, that will be the only part of the standard which will be subject to reconsideration with the Cuddies Committee on Food Labelling. So we want to be absolutely clear that's what you're intending.
That's precisely, Australia, that we intend, that we shall retain the text at step 8 and only the labelling requirement provisions, and in particular on count of origin, that will be considered in the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Canada very much appreciates the effort that you have shown in coming up as a compromise for us, and we would be willing to support that. The Chair of the Labelling Committee would also like to make a comment if the Chair would not mind.
Thank you, Chairman.
Sorry, I wanted to have the Chair of the Committee coming last.
Okay, thank you, Chairman.
If you can agree with us. I have Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. حتى ندفع الأمور إلى الأمام فإننا نوافق على مقترحك بإبقاء النص على الخطوة الثامنة على أن يحل الجزء 7.2 الخاص ببلد المنشأ إلى لجنة البيانات. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and then Burundi, please.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président. Même si le Burundi attache une importance particulière à cette indication, en ce qui concerne le pays d'origine, il consent d'accepter la proposition du Président afin qu'on puisse avancer.
Thank you, Burundi. And then I have France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous aussi, nous nous associons aux remerciements que nous vous adressons pour cette solution que vous nous proposez. Bien sûr, comme les autres États membres de la communauté européenne, nous aurions préféré une adoption à cette session de l'intégralité de la norme, mais nous pouvons accepter de la maintenir à l'étape 8 et de renvoyer les dispositions sur l'étiquetage au comité correspondant sur l'étiquetage. Merci.
Thank you, friends. And then I have United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States supports your proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I have Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania would also like to thank the work done by the committee. And also they support the proposal that you have made that the standard be adopted at step 8, except for clause 7.2 that should be referred to CCFL.
Thank you, Tanzania. And then I have Uruguay.
Gracias, señor presidente. Bueno, en relación a su propuesta,
Este Uruguay, bueno, con tal de que se pueda adelantar y no entorpecer el comité, estaría de acuerdo. Pero sería importantísimo escuchar al presidente del comité de etiquetado, porque debemos de recordar que los quesos son un alimento como cualquier otro. Y si ya existe una norma general de etiquetados para alimentos, nadie puede pensar que en el comercio internacional pueda venir alguien, otro tipo de productos que no tenga la identificación de origen. Por lo tanto, estoy gustosa en escuchar al presidente del comité de etiquetados. Gracias.
Thank you very much, and I recognize quite a number of flags which are up, but already there is a general sense in the Commission that my proposal is being supported, and I only want to ask if there is a flag which is not supporting the proposal. In the interest of time, please. Sudan, you against the proposal, please. Sudan.
سيد الرئيس، سأتحدث بطريقة دبلوماسية. لا أقول أنني أرفض مقترحك، بل أشيد بروحك الطيبة وبالصورة التي تدير بها هذه اللجنة. ولكن أقول أنه في بلادنا نواجه مشاكل كثيرة في عدم ذكر دولة المنشأ من المواد التي تأتينا من أوروبا، ولا أذكر بلاد بالتحديد. فنحن نقدر لك هذا الجهد ونذهب إلى ما ذهبت إليه من مقترح. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you. Argentina, please.
Presidente, Argentina puede aceptar la propuesta de mantener en el trámite 8 y sin variación todos los documentos individuales de queso y que se vuelva a revisar el punto 7.2 si es necesario en el comité etiquetado. Señor Presidente, quisiera hacer una observación sobre la norma de mozzarella. No sé si es el momento adecuado. Es sobre otra cuestión, no sobre el 7.2.
No, Argentina, please. That is not allowed this material time. We are still considering generally my proposal. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, of course, Switzerland would have preferred the adoption of the standards as proposed by the Milk Committee with the country of origin labelling provisions, but we are, of course, willing to accept your proposal that the labelling provisions be considered by the labelling committee. However, Mr. Chairman, it's very important for our delegation to highlight to the Commission that the Codex Committee on Food Labelling requested the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products in 2005 already to give an explanation of the need for the country of origin labelling. And this whole explanation is found in the report of the Milk Committee session, Alinom 06-29-11. And the paragraphs 56 right up to 61. The request from Switzerland would be, Mr. Chairman, that when the Commission sends back these provisions of 7.2 to the labelling committee, that the labelling committee takes due note of the explanation which was given to it by the CCMMP based on the request which the labelling committee gave to it in 2005. Finally, Mr. Chairman, Switzerland would like to once again reiterate the statement which was given by the executive committee and found in the report 29/33A in paragraph 21, where the Executive Committee encouraged the CCMMP to continue considering the possibility of grouping individual cheese standards where this was appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland and Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of Nigeria would want to support the proposal made by the Chair. But we will also want to request that the interests of many developing countries should be taken into consideration while the proposal for the amendment of the country of origin is being returned to the CCFL, because we have also observed that in our attendance at the CCFL, the number of developing countries are not quite represented, And so this is a special request being made while supporting this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. And I have New Zealand as the chair of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. Then I'll give chance to Canada and to our technical experts, IDF, and we shall summarize as a commission. Thank you very much. And then I have New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me start by clarifying that I'm speaking on behalf of New Zealand, not as chair of the committee. I'd just like to state that we do, in fact, can support your proposition of retaining the standards at Step 8, except for Section 7.2 being returned for further consideration by CCFL. But the reason for taking the floor is to pick up on a couple of points made by Switzerland. We, like the United States, believe that the comments made at the Executive Committee might need to be put in its proper context. The conclusions of the Executive Committee should be noted that there is already a procedure within CCMMP to consider the basis for the development of individual cheese standards. And if one reads the Executive Committee report very clearly, it states that these procedures exist and the committee should continue to consider the development of the cheese standards within that context. So I would just like to point out that the Executive Committee's conclusions need to be put in its proper context. So I think it's quite important for the committee, for the commission to take that into account. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, New Zealand. And now to the chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. I hope you are making life much better to us, all of us.
Thank you, Chairman. And just speaking on behalf of committee members, we certainly accept the challenge that your conclusion poses, obviously, to the committee to continue the informed discussion on the Section 7.2. But there's two very important facts that I would like to leave with members of the Commission through you, Chairman. Fact number one is that in the general standard for the labeling of prepackaged foods, country of origin means the country in which the product was manufactured. Fact number two, in the cheese standards, they specify generic regional names. So those are the two main facts that the Codex Committee on Food Labeling will be taking into consideration as we once again deliberate on this very important issue. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, for that information. IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few points at the end of this discussion, which our compliments to you, Mr. Chairman, for handling this delicate thing. We would like to urge the labeling committee, when they consider this again, to respect that this issue with regard to cheese is a special case because of historical issues related to these standards. And I would like to point out that the current standards, which are still in force, currently requires country origin labeling, meaning country manufacturer. In most countries, the only countries that do not need to do that is those countries in which these cheese names originated from the history. So the change we are seeking here is merely to equalize the treatment of countries with regard to country origin labeling. But certainly, sir, we would like to offer our full assistance to the chair of the labeling committee if required to assist in solving this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF, for your willingness to assist, and you have always been very helpful. So we welcome your willingness to assist. And ladies and gentlemen, now we can summarize that we shall hold the individual cheese standards at Step 8, pending further discussion of clause 7.2 with regards to country of origin labeling being discussed in the next session of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, and discussion in the next commission will only be restricted to clause 7.2 as would have been brought to us from the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. And I wish to invite the Secretary for some clarification, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to the point made by the delegation in Argentina, the Secretary checked the different language version of the report of the last session of the Milk Committee, and we picked up some sections missing in the Spanish version. Therefore, the Secretariat will, in coming months, issue a revision document to ALIDORM 06/29/11 for Spanish. We may not be able to print it due to budgetary constraints, but we will make the revised ALIDORM available electronically. Thank you.
Argentina, I still see a flag here. Argentina, please.
Mozzarella.
Mm-hmm. Hola. Sí, señor presidente. Como le había mencionado, teníamos una observación para el anteproyecto de norma revisada para la muxarela. En el punto 3.2, relativo a ingredientes permitidos, se han omitido la gelatina y los almidones. Quisiéramos constatar la razón de la omisión, porque nuestro Comité Nacional lo plantea como que deberían estar en esa lista. En la versión en español se omitió eliminar de la lista de ingredientes permitidos las enzimas de maduración, ya que en este tipo de quesos, muxarelas, no son necesarios porque no son quesos madurados. Agradeceríamos tener en cuenta estas observaciones. Gracias.